This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1567. Are you guilty of doom scrolling? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Doom scrolling has become a huge buzzword, and most people are guilty of it. Today, learn our thoughts on doom scrolling and get some new vocabulary to make sure you aren't all doom and gloom.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going there? How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh, it's springtime. I'm happy about that. I love the month of May because the sun comes out and it gets a little warm. So yeah, I'm doing well.
Yeah. Me too. I'm loving it too. Yes. Good. But one thing is for sure.
What's that, Michelle? Tell me. What is for sure?
People like... I don't want to say people like bad news, but people get caught up in a lot of negativity. Sometimes.
The human mind, it's such an enigma, right. Isn't it?
I know. Why do we do that? Do you do that? Do you find that you like are searching for information and you almost are like not looking for negativity, but you're getting too much of bad things?
Yeah,
too many bad things.
Yeah, I do think there is something that happens in the human brain. I remember this was happening more so for me during the Trump era when all this bad news was coming out. Almost every 3 days, there was something crazy that was happening. Not trying to express political views, but it was a roller coaster for me. But in a sense, I felt like I had to watch it to know what was going on, and I got a hit of dopamine. Yeah. It's dopamine that we get.
Right.
And it's like adrenaline or something. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of this expression when somebody says it to doom scroll? Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm. That's a great expression where you scroll down, you're looking for the bad news. It's going to energize, it's going to make you feel something, right? Because as human beings, we want to feel something. Right.
I know. It's so weird. So we actually did an episode. Guys, we did Go Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
We did that idiom. That is episode 1537 was Business English and Bunnies. What do they have in common?
Yeah.
And we talked just very briefly about doom scrolling. And I mentioned that I wanted to do a follow up. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about that phenomena today.
Yeah, this is good because I think this is something that's going to, it's across all languages and cultures. It kind of depends on how much access to the internet you have, but I think we all may be guilty or we understand what this is, right? As humans, we understand the feeling. I mean, it's kind of like getting addicted to your email too.
It doesn't mean you're trying to find bad news, but there's a dopamine hit that comes when we get a new message. Even if we're going to feel more overwhelmed when we get it, we want it. It's so weird.
Right. Exactly. So we have, well, it's an article, but actually I think it was, it's really audio. Well, in any case, it's from NPR.org, and it says it was heard on Weekend Edition Sunday. So that's your doom scrolling breeds anxiety. Here's how to stop the cycle. And this is posted by Lulu Garcia Navarro on July 19th, 2020. So yeah, Lindsay, I mean, I wanted to go more into doom scrolling today, even though, guys, we don't want to make you depressed or anything, but it's an interesting thing. And I think it's something we're all guilty of.
We're all guilty of it.
We are going to talk about that today.
This is going to be great. And guys, you know, remember that today's episode is over on YouTube. We're on video, That's Michelle and I. So, you know, every week or so, or every couple of weeks, we put one of these episodes on video on YouTube. Right. So you can also subscribe over there if you want to enjoy Allers English in a different way a couple times a week.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's super fun. So, but before we talk about doom scrolling, let's talk about something that's not full of doom, our upcoming web class, right, Lindsay?
That's right, Michelle. It is going to be so cool. I'm especially excited about this one because we are going to show you the three things that natives do that you don't do, guys. So it's how to stop sounding like a student. It makes me think, what are those three things? How do I find out what they are? To sign up, go to allersenglish.com/native. It's happening on May 8th and May 10th. So you have two options, guys. But after that, Michelle, is there a recording?
No recording. And guys, you got to be on time. You got to be prepped and ready to go. Come with your pen or pencil and your paper. I mean, this is a really great way to get to interact with our listeners, right? To get to really, really, you know, chat and teach something at the same time. So there's no recording. So definitely make sure that you show up.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a big webinar. A lot of students there. It's going to be exciting. A lot of interaction, guys. We're going to ask you to participate in the chat box. It's going to be great. So sign up at allearsenglish.com/native and we'll see you guys there. All right.
That is coming up very soon.
I know. True. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. So let's go into it, Michelle. All right. Doom scrolling.
Exactly. All right. Well, what is doom? We already used the word doom. I mean, what is doom?
Doom is negative things, bad things, right? A sense of doom means that, or impending doom. I like that term, right? Something bad is coming. You don't know what it is.
So I mean, and then scrolling or surfing, you know, the scrolling. Like how you do on your phone, this motion kind of going through and looking for things. So I mean, doom scrolling is you just getting lost in all that bad news. So Lindsay, I mean, I have to assume, because I think most people do it, do you do this?
I do, to some extent. Like I said before, in different political eras than we're in now, I was doing it more.
Yeah, right.
And that was a weird thing that was going on. I think a lot of us were having that kind of thing, that kind of interaction with the state of the world. I do it less now. I can feel more comfortable about things, to be honest, which is great.
Me too.
But I still do it for sure. I read the New York Times every day and I scroll down and what are the interesting articles? Maybe. Yeah. I mean, this is what clickbait is all about, right? Where articles will put certain headlines that they call clickbait because they seem more drastic than they actually are. It's not a great practice. It's not good for us.
Right. Do you get those morning emails from the New York Times every day?
No. That would totally mess up my day.
I get like a morning alert every day, and it's like an email going through some of the top stories. And
no, I try to do it at night, like, which is also bad. But in bed, I'll read the New York Times, which is terrible too.
Yeah.
But if I started reading in the beginning of the day, it wouldn't be a good way to start the day. It'd be all scattered all over the place. So yeah,
that's funny. So I mean, is doom scrolling the same thing as going down the rabbit hole? Do you think?
I think it's a little bit different because it's more negative. And also, it's funny because I think a lot of times these days, we're not necessarily looking to go down the rabbit hole with these issues and articles. We're just looking to read the headline, get a feeling, feel something, and then kind of move on, maybe communicate that, whether it's a sense of fear about something, and then we kind of move on. We don't necessarily research the topic in depth. That's the thing that's kind of weird, and that's what's different from the rabbit hole.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. I mean, it can be hard to kind of tear yourself away from doom scrolling. I mean, not to bring up the pandemic all the time, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you would look and then get lost in it and get yourself kind of more anxious about things.
Yeah.
When really, I remember somebody said in the beginning, just like look up the basic stuff just for a few minutes and try not to get lost in it. But it is really hard.
It's really hard. It's a challenge. It's a real, now I think we need a whole new set of skills. It's like skills that kids need to learn in school nowadays are so different from what we had to learn. That self-control, right. That sense of not getting scattered, how to stay focused in such a distracted world. Right.
That's right. Yeah. So on NPR, so where this was first played, it was Dr. Amelia Aldeo. She's a clinical psychologist, and she said, I'm going to quote her, okay, because she said it really well. Our minds are wired to look out for threats. Totally. The more time we spend scrolling, the more we find those dangers, and the more we get sucked into them, the more anxious we get. Now you look around yourself and everything feels gloomy. Everything makes you anxious. So you go back to look for more information. So it's like this cycle, like, you want to feel better. So you look for more, but then it just gets worse and worse, right?
The insanity of the human mind. I feel like we just, as human beings, we don't know, you know, what is good for us and what's not. It's like, you know, we try to use, there was some famous quote, maybe it was Einstein, who knows? It feels like Einstein said everything, but, you know, we're using the human mind that created the problems to try to solve the problems. We need to be working on another level, like a spiritual level or some other level, emotional level, not the brain. The brain is what caused the problems.
Right. That's true. I mean, I think, you know, it's definitely easy to desire more information. But the question is, I mean, Lindsay, when you doom scroll, do you ever feel better, do you think?
No.
Do you ever get any real answers?
No. And I mean, this is kind of similar to like social media scrolling too, right? Very similar. Like we're looking out for who's having a better life than us. And I think people are seeing through this now. We're moving beyond this whole idea. No, I usually don't feel much better. Maybe I'm more informed. But I don't need to be that informed, right? There's a healthy amount of news to consume and then an unhealthy amount, I think.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think that I ever feel better, but I definitely have that sense of just wanting more information. You want to find the answers. You want there to be some clear cut, you know, thing that will make you feel better. And it just never seems to happen. Especially with some of the things been going on in today's world, you know?
I know. I wonder if, you know, in a couple of years, there'll be a new addiction, you know, listed in the book of information addiction, right? Just like people get addicted to drugs and alcohol or whatever it is, information addiction. I wonder if that will be considered a serious condition, you know?
Yeah, I think that I could definitely understand that. I mean, so this Dr. Aldeo did give some tips, right? So mentioning things like maybe actually using a timer, right? Mm-hmm. So that could help. Yeah. So like I was saying that I had heard someone say, you know, just make sure you kind of limit it. And she also says to be, you know, to really know that you're doing it and to know like, okay, I'm going. And what is my purpose? What am I seeking? Right. And if you actually get that information, right, then that's, you know, kind of successful. But, you know, you should have a goal in mind when you're doing this scrolling, right? And make sure that you don't disconnect from other people. You stay in touch with other people instead of just like by yourself doom scrolling. So those are some of the things that she mentioned and some of the things that I gathered from, you know, the doctor's, you know, discussion on this.
Yeah, she's wise because, I mean, that's it. And that's why we here at All Ears English, we are about connection, not perfection. I feel like human connection is the antidote to so many current problems. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you think about, let's imagine, like oftentimes on Friday afternoons, I feel quite exhausted, overwhelmed. Yeah. I don't have all my work done and I'm really stressed out. But then I will force myself to go meet up with friends for a beer or go to the park with my friend. And then when I have that human connection, it's like amazing how that stress just dissipates. And I feel like I can handle it. And it has something to do with being around people and getting out of that headspace. So I think connection is so important, like right now, especially.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think that people have had such a hard time because so many people were missing that. And, you know, now I think it's starting to, you know, come back a little bit. But yeah, I agree. I feel so different when I get to kind of release that tension with other people that I'm close to.
Yeah, this also makes me think of WebMD. I think WebMD has it's probably not a good thing that we can now go to WebMD and diagnose ourselves because everyone goes from like being perfectly healthy, your toenail hurts, and all of a sudden you go to WebMD and you have cancer.
And
you have you have 3 days to live in your mind, right? So it's dangerous. Right. It's dangerous.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. I think we just with the internet, I think my mom heard somewhere, you know, that somebody put it like this, like there's no unanswered questions anymore because of the internet, right? There's just nothing that you can't find. So we're even if you can't find one concrete answer, I mean, especially with something like the pandemic, like there's so many unknowns right now, even if you can't find it, it's just, you know, that you can find more. And so it's just, there's, you know, it's good and bad, the internet, how we've, you know, it's just, you know, you think of anything and it's like, oh, well, let me ask Alexa or let me ask, you know, Google and everything. And it's just, we're not comfortable anymore with just kind of not knowing, I think.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's very profound, right? How do we get comfortable with not knowing? You know, yeah, I wonder if literally the human brain will change. I mean, the human body changed. It evolved over the years of being a Neanderthal age where we were stooped over, right? And then we started, you know, as we became bipeds, is that the word? Two legs, right? So now I wonder if in the space of 100 years with technology, the human brain, the wiring will literally change due to how we seek information. Really good.
That's interesting. Woo. Oh my gosh, Lindsay.
Michelle,
we got to get some sort of psychologist or someone on here who knows about this stuff.
That would be cool. Yeah.
That would be awesome. So, I mean, Lindsay, I just wanted to teach one, you know, we've been talking about, you know, some keywords today, doom scrolling. So there's one more, you know, I think I maybe said it, I'm not sure, but this one I hear a lot. Okay. Doom and gloom, all doom and gloom. Have you heard that, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, don't be all doom and gloom or, right, someone has that atmosphere about them or there's a situation that's doom and gloom. Nothing feels positive. Yeah,
exactly. So like just to how you guys would use that to teach you a little idiom today, Lindsay, could you start us?
Yeah. Off? Hey, Michelle, stop doom scrolling. You've been all doom and gloom lately.
Yeah, I know, Lindsay, you're right. Thanks for the reminder, right? So you're just kind of saying like you're not happy, right? Everything's negative, right?
It can affect your conversations with people because if you think about it, the information you take in is what you talk about in conversation. Right. So if you're always having nothing to say but this bad thing you read or that bad thing, that could lower the quality of your connections.
True. That's true. Yeah. You don't want to be all negative. Definitely. So, oh my gosh. And, you know, I wonder if our listeners are guilty of doom scrolling too, or maybe there's a little bit of a cultural thing to it. I don't know. I think it's just, you know, kind of what the world is going through, what you're going through. But, I remember when I learned this word, I remember it was, I think, in the summer when somebody first said the word doom scroll to me. And I just thought it was a very interesting. So I think it's kind of, it's almost good that now we have a word to attach to it. Yeah. So we can recognize what it is and then kind of try and stop it. I think, you know, just knowing, oh, doom scrolling, you know, that kind of helps.
Absolutely. 100%, Michelle. This is good stuff. So what's the takeaway for our listeners today? What are we going to leave them with?
Yeah, guys, we've gone into some really deep issues today. We've talked about our own personal habits. We've talked about the, you know, some new vocabulary with the word doom. And, you know, ask yourself, are you doom scrolling? Are you guilty of this? Do you need to take some of the tips that we talked about today? Do you need to use a timer? Do you need to put a limit on it, right? What can you do? And is this a problem, right? So definitely time to reflect.
Yeah, we all need to have that honest conversation with ourselves, especially as we get more access to data around the world. Yeah. Internet signals get even stronger. It's like we need this skill that we, like as millennials, Gen X, as baby boomers, we have not developed. We didn't learn that in school. I hope they're learning it in school or learning it as children now, but we haven't learned. So we have to teach ourselves this skill, guys. So let us know, what are your methods and strategies for dealing with this? Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Lindsay, this was fun. And guys, remember, don't miss the web class, right?
Yeah, 100%. Guys, allearsenglish.com/native sign up. It's going on May 8th and 10th, and you're going to find out the things that native speakers do that you don't do so you can raise your level up to that native full fluency level. So exciting.
Okay, awesome. That's awesome. So have a good day, Lindsay. And guys, thanks for listening.
See you later, Michelle. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.